What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You were listening to this off of bettingpros.com. It's all being brought to you by BetMGM, and we are back for Monday Night Football. No baseball tonight because, well, the World Series is off, so we can't bet the over. We will do that tomorrow night for a Tuesday night standalone as we start to stretch out here a little bit and we don't get to have the overwhelming number of things on the calendar to bet on, but we'll take Monday Night Football, Rams hosting the Bears. I have got three plays on that. One is a same game teaser and two prop bets to get into and break down coming up today. But before we get to the picks today, let's recap what was a very good week for us. And if you roll it all together, we wound up, by my estimations, we went 18-8-3 over the week. It's a very good week. We were way up, really cool. I mean, we're up 6-7 units by my calculations. So really a nice week. And, well, when you kind of get going with that, you just want to kind of bank that and hope to keep the good mojo rolling here into a Monday for another week. So, you know, it's been really cool because we have started a bunch of new things. We went 2-2 on the live stream for our props using the bettingpros.com new best prop predictor that you can find on bettingpros.com. I've got two prop bets using that best bet prop predictor. It's a tongue tie, man, but we've got that on bettingpros.com. So 2-2. Two picks coming up here for that today. So we were down a little bit on the juice. Nothing too serious on that because 0.25 units. I will play 0.25 units today. We do have that teaser going today. So that's going to be a full unit play on that. But it's basically, you know, 100 bucks to win 80. And so it's interesting to see how yesterday went because it could have been epic. And instead it was just good because, man, how do you get an unsportsmanlike penalty on that field goal attempt that would have basically won the game for Seattle and covered that 3.5-point line? Right there. You know, right there. I've been concerned about Seattle for a lot this year, mostly because of their defense, and it really came back to bite me in the ass. I mean, DK Metcalf had that. I was literally running around my house. Like, literally, I was running around my house till I came back to the TV set, and I was like, wait, what? They called a what? Holding where? What? No. And then, yeah, Russell Wilson, horrible interception. By that point, I didn't really care because even if Russ kicks a field goal, the Seahawks kick a field goal, we're going to lose on the hook. So that sucked. And then what really sucked was the Browns. I mean, that should not have been a push. That should have been a win. And two of my teams, both my DraftKings team and my Circa team had that. So we got losses there. We wound up 2-3 in DraftKings, 3-2 in Circa, so not a great week. It's our first losing week in the DraftKings since week 2 in the NFL, so that stinks. I mean, come on, man. How do you miss an extra point? Like, your job, you do your job like 3 or 4 times a game. Like, come off of it. That's a kick that just, that rule, it's a great rule because it adds so much drama, but it just sucks. It just absolutely sucks when you miss an extra point like that and we get a push out of it. So that blew. And then, you know, you wind up 3-2-1 with that push. The Seahawks, that loss really was just brutal. And, I mean, from a betting standpoint, you can't get mad at winning days. You can't get, you know, overly, because, look, I'd rather be 3-2-1 than anything else, okay? But, you know, the Dodgers wind up not getting the over, it ends in a 4-2 game. There were numerous chances. That first and third with no outs, and they don't score. Like that right there, I knew we were in trouble when it came to the over, when that situation didn't yield anything. Like just even one or two runs there is all we needed. Even one run would have helped us, and maybe it could have spilled over and gotten a push out of it, but unfortunately we don't. Only a half a unit on that, so it's not that big of a deal, right? So we wound up a unit yesterday by going 3-2-1, but only a half a unit on that one over miss, and then the full unit loss with the Seattle Seahawks. But if Seattle wins and covers that game, I mean, we're looking at, you know, a 4-1-1 with the only loss being a half a unit. So you see how the whole day hinged on that Seattle game? So again, we're up. We'll take it. I'm not angry about it, but I am bummed that we didn't get that. So sorry about that. That sucked. The teaser hit, though. The Bills made us work for it. Boy, did they ever. But we got it. The -4 for Buffalo. They win, they cover, and the Panthers, not only did the Panthers win their +7.5, they also won the teaser for us. So that was nice to have that. That teaser now is 5-2, so the two-game losing streak is over for the Perrault two-team teaser. So that was nice for us. So, you know, I'm pleased. I'm happy with the week. And now we turn the page and we get going for another week here for the Daily Juice podcast. We had a lot of fun on the live stream, and I am absolutely in love with... Well, actually, you know what? I added... What did I... I forgot about something. Hold on. I added... Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Chiefs same game teaser. The Chiefs down to -1.5 and the over 36.5. I added that. So that was the third win. I forgot about to talk about that. So that was the third win on the day, which I gave out on the Discord channel. So if you're not joining us during and tonight, I'll be on the Discord channel. Primetime Games, baseball and football. Primetime Games. Discord, you're going to go to bettingpros.com/chat. bettingpros.com/chat. You're going to click on the link, and you'll go to our Discord channel for the Daily Juice. It has been awesome. And I'm 2-0 now on two different plays. I gave away a play on Saturday for UFC 254, and I gave away a teaser for the Chiefs game on yesterday. I'm going to do that whenever something comes across my desk. I'm not going to go ahead and put it as... I might put it on Twitter, but... The Twitter account is kind of everything. The Twitter account is my radio show, and it's my life, and it's my, you know, there's just a lot. People follow me for a variety of reasons. The Discord channel is only Daily Juice. Like, straight up, there's the audience, you guys. So it's a way for me to communicate directly to you guys without having to get into the chaos and the, I mean, Twitter's nuts, right? I mean, Twitter's just crazy. So definitely beyond that, and if I give you a play, normally it comes across from someone who's either told me about it, or I found it, or I like it, and it's just a way for me sharing and saying, hey guys, here's where I am, I'm adding this. So that's something to take a look at, that's something to be aware of if I do that, and so, you know, sometimes I'll just tell you about a play that's not an official play. Like, I played DK Metcalf's over receiving yards yesterday for fun. Like, it was like a $5 to $10 bet, I think it was. It was nothing. It was just for fun. And it wasn't real. I just wanted to have something down on it. So I just said, hey, you know, I think this might actually hit. You know, if you want to tail it, go ahead. But I'm just chucking a couple of dollars on it because I'm bored and I want to have something on Seattle, on a player for Seattle. So that's just, I'll do that as well on the Discord channel. So bettingpros.com/chat. bettingpros.com/chat. Come over, hang out tonight for the Bears and the Rams game coming up here tonight. All right, so we've got the BetMGM offer still up for grabs right now for new users with the promo code JUICE100 for game number 6 of the World Series. Are we going to cash? Are we going to cash our +330 tomorrow night? We might. We just might do that. And I'm really psyched if we're able to do that. But that's coming up here for us. We got the Dodgers in game number 6. You're going to bet $1 on either the Dodgers or the Rays to win. If either team hits a home run, you will win $100 thanks to BetMGM and free wagers by using the bonus code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account for BetMGM. Now, this offer is valid in the states of Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia. You're going to go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you've got a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado or Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey or West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's start talking about the Rams and the Bears. All right, one injury to watch, Khalil Mack. All right, he is questionable for this game. He has a bad back. All signs are pointing towards him playing, however, so he is probable. It looks like he's going to play. If he doesn't play, then I get screwed because I'm betting here. I'm betting overnight. But here is how I'm going to approach this game. So the line is 6. I don't trust either one of these teams. I don't like Nick Foles. I don't like this Rams offense. This Rams offense, something's wrong with this Rams offense. Something's wrong with the Rams, period. But something's wrong with this Rams offense. So, for the last 3 games and 4 of the last 5 for Chicago, the under is hit. the last three games, and four of six for the Rams, the under has hit, partly because they can't score. So they scored 17 points against the Giants at home, and they scored 16 points against the 49ers. They scored 30 against Washington and 35 against Buffalo. They scored on the road. They scored 37 against Philadelphia. They scored 20 against Dallas. Just really inconsistent. But San Fran's defense is good. They scored 16 points. Washington defense is bad. Giants defense is okay. Buffalo's defense is garbage. Philly's defense is garbage. And that garbage Dallas defense, which was healthy at the time, they scored 20 points against Dallas. So against good defenses, the Rams don't score. Chicago's offense is not good. They scored 23 last week, 20 against Tampa. They scored 11 against Indianapolis. Yeah, they put up 30 against Atlanta, but that was in the come from behind in the Nick Foles. Nick Foles came in and replaced Trubisky. And then against the Giants, they scored 17. Against Detroit, they scored 27 points. So their offense is not good either. This should not be a high-scoring game. So what I am doing here, looking at this Rams offense, looking at this offense for the Chicago Bears, I'm not going to trust either one of these teams to put up many points. Here comes my in-game teaser. All right, I know some of you guys can't play this at your books. I hope you can go find it, okay? For my books, it's pretty easy. It's $100 to win 80. I have the Bears teased up to 12, and I'm taking the total at 44.5, and I'm teasing it up to 50.5. I went and looked at the totals for these games for both these teams. For the Bears, they've got two games that have scored 50 points or more. Atlanta and Detroit both have been 50 or 56 points that were scored. But for the Rams, same thing for the Rams. Like only two of their games, they don't have high-scoring games. Either one of these teams don't score a lot of points. So while it's dangerous, I mean, the Bears' offense is scoring 21 points a game. The Rams are giving up 19 points a game. The Rams' offense scores 25 points a game, and the Chicago defense is giving up 19 points a game. So it's like, I mean, this game should be somewhere like a 20-17 type of game. So as long as it stays under 50, I mean, a 50.5, I feel great about the under by teasing the total up. The other side is giving the Bears 12 points. I just don't think the Bears get blown out here by two touchdowns. Like, they can lose the game. I just don't see them getting blown out. And so you might say, Matt, why don't you go the other way and tease it down and have the Rams be a pick 'em? Because I can't trust the Rams. I just can't. I can't trust the Rams, and I get over 10 points. If I go from 6 to up, yes, I'm crossing. If you go down, you're crossing 3. But I'm crossing 7 and 10 going all the way up to 12. So Bears plus 12 and the under 50.5. I think that's the way to do it. I've kind of gone back and forth on that as to like how I wanted to play this. But I don't like this game. I don't like the Bears. A part of me says just go ahead and lay the Rams to go ahead and blow the Bears out. Like, a part of me really thinks that's possible. But, I mean, the Bears have... I could be dead wrong about Chicago. And the Bears could be much like the Texans and the Bills and other teams that I've stared at. And I've not done a good job of really evaluating them. And the Bears might be that team that I'm just not evaluating very well. It's Nick Foles in prime time and whatnot. So maybe Allen Robinson goes off or whatever. I don't know. But I'm trying to save myself a little bit from being dead wrong about the Bears. How about that? By giving them 12 points. So the main one unit play is Bears plus 12, under 50.5, two leg same game teaser for Monday Night Football in primetime. I know I like these. I have hit my last three, I believe, of these, including yesterday with the Chiefs. So I'm going back to the well, if you will. There's my catchphrase. I'm taking the Bears up to 12 and under 50.5 for this under with the Rams and the Bears. I have two prop bets I want to talk about. Both of these are coming off of the Betting Pros. Very cool new Betting Pros prop computer, if you want to call it that. So what you do is you go to bettingpros.com. Click on the NFL, go to picks, okay, under best prop bets. Scroll down, you'll see all these different drop-down windows. All matchups go to the Bears and the Rams, okay? It's going to tell you where these numbers are and what these numbers are now looking like. the number one and number two prop bets are where we're going to go here, okay? Right now, Nick Foles, his passing yardage is 249.5, okay? William Hill's got it. So does DraftKings, all right? William Hill for me here in Vegas, DraftKings for you guys on the East Coast. Robert Woods, his number is 57.5, okay? At William Hill, also at DraftKings. This number may move, but right now it's at 7.5. The projections for Nick Foles, his passing total is 234 yards, okay? Quarterback for the Bears. That's a difference of 15.5 yards according to the computer here, the projection for what Nick Foles will do against this defense coming up for the Rams. Aaron Donald and the like, right? 234 yards is the projection, so we get 15.5 yards there, right? First bet for a prop is under at minus 115 at William Hill or minus 112 at DraftKings, either or, pretty much same juice. Under Nick Foles, 249.5 yards passing for Nick Foles here on Monday night. We're going under Nick Foles passing yardage. Number two, Robert Woods, 57.5 yards passing. The projection for Robert Woods being the number one wide receiver for the Rams is 71.3 yards is the projection. That's a difference of 13.8 yards. All right? So you can go and bet that at William Hill or bet that at DraftKings, minus 115 or minus 112. I'm at William Hill. You guys are at DraftKings on the East Coast. But we're going over Robert Woods receiving yards at 57.5. I like it all the way up to 60, really, but the projection is 71.3 for Robert Woods receiving yards. So those are our number one and number two options off the Betting Pros best prop bet projections. They compile several projection sources, come up with a consensus projection, and then they spit that out up against the prop bet odds, and that's how they rank these, going up 1 to, in this game, they're going 1 to 25, the best bet you can go ahead and grab a hold of. So, pretty cool stuff. Every football game, you can do that on bettingpros.com. Number one, number two, we're betting them both. Quarter unit plays on each one coming up here for Monday Night Football. Very cool, very fun, very awesome. I will be on the Discord channel coming up for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Join me, bettingpros.com/chat. Come hang out. Let's talk football, Rams, and the Bears. No baseball. Baseball's tomorrow. We'll talk about baseball tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast. Football tonight. Join me watching that game on Monday Night Football. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, presented by BetMGM off of bettingpros.com.